Welcome to the newest episode of Grace Life, hosted by Holly Salsig and Noelle Yonan, where we dive deep into discussion of your favorite episodes of Grey's Anatomy. For today's talk, we decided to pick a personal favorite that has multiple jaw-dropping moments that will keep you on the edge of your seat and have you dying to know what will happen next.
This week's episode is called Death and All His Friends, one of the most thrilling episodes ever. Today, we will be discussing several key points that make this episode so controversial. For example, what exactly was the motive behind the shooter and what caused multiple characters to act so instinctively in such dangerous situations?
To fully understand this episode and why it happened, we have to go back and talk briefly about what happened in the previous episode. A man named Gary Clark came to the hospital with his wife, Allison, to treat her growing cancer. But when complications in surgery occurred, she experienced a stroke, which put her on a ventilator to keep her alive.
Allison had previously stated that she did not want to live like that, wishing the hospital to unplug her. With Gary not wanting to lose his wife, he was extremely angry and fought hard to keep her alive. So upset, he decided to sue the hospital for their decision. Wanting more revenge, he made the hostile choice to head to the hospital with a gun and a pocket full of ammo.
Once he got to the hospital, he wandered around asking other people where he could find the chief of surgery. When he was ignored by several staff members, he grew more angry than he already was. When he came across a doctor who gave him an annoyed response of where to go, he ended up shooting her. Forehead, which killed her instantly. Shortly after, another doctor, Alex, asked what was happening, and Gary shot him in the chest.
Well, he wasn't very happy about what happened to his wife, was he?
Oh, just wait. This is just the beginning.
Clinging to his life, Alex desperately crawled his way into an elevator to try and escape. As Alex leaves, April, a surgeon, stumbles on the dead body of the doctor killed instantly. Freaked out, she rushes to the chief's office. Dr. Shepard, aka McDreamy, who quickly puts the whole hospital on lockdown. In search of the chief's office, Gary runs into Christina Yang, also a doctor, who is in the first to tell him the directions to reach Derek's office.
Even after the lockdown was initiated, Derek left his office urging April to stay put there. After, Mark and Lexi were headed to the elevator to find safety, but instead they came across Alex severely bleeding. Wanting to help him, they took him to the closest room to secure his wound.
Here comes the juice! As the lockdown starts, police crowd the outside to try and keep everyone from entering the hospital. Outside, one of the officers in charge is confronted by Richard Weber, the old chief of surgery, who does not have any real details about who the shooter is or what is happening inside.
I think that's a good place to stop for now. We'll be back with more thrilling information after this commercial break.
Do you ever have trouble getting a good amount of pepper out of your off-brand pepper shaker? Well, say no more. Let me present to you the Shaker 500 for only $100, making pepper shaking as easy as the touch of a hand. All you gotta do is touch the top of your shaker above your food, and the results are impeccable. The perfect amount of pepper for your sizzling eggs. Even more, it comes in three main colors, gold, platinum, and silver, with gold only costing $5 more. Get it at your local Target. Battery sold separately.
Well, didn't that commercial blow your mind away? I've already bought 10 of them, one for each of my houses. Welcome back to this week's episode of Grey's Life with Holly and Noella. When we left, we just finished talking about Dr. Weber, who was with the police outside the hospital, trying to get some information about what was happening with Gary. Still wandering the hospital, he enters a room with Dr. Miranda Bailey and Dr. Percy.
This is when it gets scary. Forced to hide, Percy went into the bathroom and Bailey hid under the bed. Once in the room, Gary found Percy, asking him if he was a doctor, then shooting him once he admitted to it. Before he left, he found Bailey hiding, but when he asked her who she was, she lied and claimed to be a nurse to save her own life. Once he left, still scared, Miranda worked fast to try her best in saving Percy's life.
Throughout this whole time, Mark and Lexi continue to work on saving Alex, with his bleeding gunshot wound. Walking frantically through the hospital, Derek eventually runs into Gary, who he does not recognize on first glance. Gary proceeds to tell Derek who he is and how much he was hurt by him. Because of his anger, Gary then pointed the gun at Derek. But staying calm, Derek tries everything he can to talk him out of it and informs Gary that everyone makes mistakes and starts to talk him out of shooting him.
Well, spoiler alert, but all this backfires when the doctor I personally do not like, April, runs in from Derek's office, not knowing the guy standing right there is the shooter, causing Gary to instantly shoot Derek right in the chest. Freaking out, April begins to ramble out random facts about her life to the shooter in hopes to stop him from shooting her. Surprisingly, it worked, and he told her to run before he did shoot her.
Holly, let's not drag our own opinions into this, but I personally like April.
Okay, whatever you say. We have to get back to the real juice.
Right after Derek is shot, the police officer with Weber nearby starts to hear 911 calls coming in on the radio from inside the hospital. With the main news that Derek was shot and that it was by a man named Gary Clark, who Weber slowly begins to remember. Wanting to go inside and helping out his colleagues, Weber rushes past security and into the hospital.
Right after Derek is shot, both Meredith and Christina rush in and take him to an OR to try and save his life. But a big problem quickly arises. There is no head surgeon inside the hospital near them to operate on Derek. So Christina makes the quick decision that she is going to be the one to operate on Derek as he holds on to his life. Meredith, who is married to Derek, is a complete wreck at this point. So Christina decides that Meredith has to sit in the scrub room with April while she is operating so she does not get distracted in any way.
While they are sitting there, Owen Hunt, a trauma surgeon, comes into the room, telling them everything is okay, but little do they know, Gary is in the OR at the time, threatening Christina. Afraid that something is wrong, Meredith goes into the OR to find Gary holding Christina's head to a gunpoint. She breaks down crying and instinctively tells Gary to shoot her, because she is the closest thing to Derek. Gary tells Christina that if she does not stop operating, he will pull the trigger, but she is afraid that Derek will die.
Then Owen decides to try and take the gun from Gary, prompting him to shoot Owen. Gary proceeds to say he will not leave until they let Derek die. So Jackson, an intern, comes up with the idea to let Derek flatline. When Gary sees this, he believes Derek is dead, so he quickly exits the OR, with Meredith fully believing Derek is gone. Once Gary leaves, they all quickly work to bring Derek back successfully, achieving this.
The final part of this episode is a real dagger. Dr. Weber finds Gary sitting in an empty room. When he confronts him, Gary says that Weber is the one he initially wanted to kill, but only having one bullet left, does not know if he should use it on Weber or on himself. After much talking, and Weber saying that Gary has to decide between a full life in prison or a complete afterlife with his wife, with Gary ultimately deciding to take his own life to be back with his wife.
Thank you all of our fans who stay tuned during this week's episode. We have a lot more coming, so just keep on listening, because we can guarantee you that you will always be on the edge of your seat. We hope that these episodes can help you make the life-changing decision to watch Grey's Anatomy. We also would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. McFadgen. Don't forget to come back next week when we discuss the next episode, which shows the whole hospital coping with this traumatic experience. We are Noella and Holly, and peace out.